Okay. So, what bookstore has impacted your life in particular?
More recently, the Green Valley Book Fair. It's about 20 minutes away. I don't exactly know what town it's in, but that's the one that I've, like, found myself at. It closes during certain times of the year, but, like, right when I get back to school and at the end of the school year, that's when I go.
Okay, so you do that during school?
Yeah, I do that during school. That's
Are you from around here?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
So when I was younger, I was always in libraries, but when I wasn't... Do you remember Borders?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to, like, that's what my family and I would do when I was a kid. Like, we would just, like, go to the bookstore as, like, on Friday night. Yeah, that was, like, our entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you sad when they closed down?
Yeah, especially the one by our house. They made it into a gym.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, not the same now that... I mean, my mom and I share on Kindles and stuff, our books, but it's, like, it's so different. Yeah.
Right, right. How would you say the fair has impacted your life?
When I first learned about the fair, I was going through a really bad breakup with my boyfriend from high school. And so that was... Well, this is part of the reason that I'm a fifth year, that I'm going to be a fifth year, is because I, like, took some time... I was still in classes, but not full-time.
Okay.
And I was in the outpatient behavioral health at RMH, which is the hospital.
Okay.
And it, for, like, depression and anxiety. So after the breakup, it was just super tough time. Didn't like myself. And that was, like, a good... That's just where I found myself when everyone else was in school. I would drive 20 minutes away and just kind of, like, hang out there and just look. I love young adult books, and that's a really good place to, like, get young adult books without paying a lot of money because everything's cheaper and
are they secondhand? Are they
they're not secondhand, but they're just, like, really discounted. I don't know how they do it.
Okay.
But if you ever get the chance to go, you should. Yeah. It's different than any other bookstore. It's just, like, kind of this building with just books on books and, like, a little disorganized, but by section. It's not like Barnes & Noble at all.
Do you spend a lot of time there?
I haven't recently, but I definitely did my sophomore year. I would go, like, almost every day.
Yeah, it's kind of like your remedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Why do you think they are important in society? Like, what significance do you think they have?
I think bookstores bring a lot of people together for the same type of intellectual interests. I mean, I think it's, like, I'm an introvert, and I think it's, like, a really great place for introverts to go because I'm an outgoing introvert, so people don't realize that I can't handle the stimulation of a lot of people around, and they're so quiet and serene, but you can still have conversations, and it's just kind of comforting to know that there's, like, something in society for people to go who, like, don't... I don't know.
No, I get that.
Yeah, and especially now that a lot of...
Who aren't as out there.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, like, movies don't interest me... Just for people who like to read, I think it's, like, been going away, like,
absolutely.
Just reading. And I think it's nice that there's at least a bookstore around that still caters to us.
Okay. Was there, like, a specific book that opened your interest to bookstores?
Yeah.
I guess you said, like, your breakup kind of.
Well, I read It's Kind of a Funny Story. It's about a boy who enters mental hospital. I read it when I was in 7th grade, and I didn't really understand it, but I read every book in my library when I was in... So it was, like, it was just on the list.
Right.
And so when I started going through this thing, I was at the Green Valley Book Fair, and I just happened to see it, and I read it, and that book has... I just, like, it's my favorite book. Oh, I have, like, so many copies of it because I just keep tearing. And I have a copy for people to borrow, and then I have a copy with my own notes that are more personal.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I can never get sick of reading it, and it's comforting that the same things I was going through, like, the author actually went through them, and it was more of, like, a reflection of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, just a comfort to me.
What's the title of the book?
It's Kind of a Funny Story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were telling me it's kind of a funny story.
Oh, no.
Okay,
that's the title. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Okay, that's cool. How do you think bookstores have affected your work? Or, like, I guess you could say, like, you know, like, your change of, like, minors or majors.
I'm a creative writing minor
now. Okay.
So I found a lot of coping skills in reading, and soon after I found a lot of coping skills in writing. So I want to be an author.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I do. I have a writing schedule. I'm a creative writing minor. It's just, like, that's, like, more my passion. And then I'm an SCOM major, which is more of, like, my profession.
Profession, right.
Yeah, until I'm, like, really ready to step.
Oh, so it really has affected, like, your work.
Yeah.
What were you before?
I was communication sciences and disorders.
Oh, my God, that's my major.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to be audiology. So.
Okay.
And
totally different.
Totally different. And I'm sure you know audiology. Like, those classes are just incredibly difficult anyway, let alone when you're going through, like,
or even if it's not what you want to do, like, your passion is obviously writing and yeah. books and
I'm
stuff.
I'm just more
so.
Creative. And right. I loved the major, and I love the, like, I really would like to be those, like, those professions, but right. it's right. just, like, wasn't in my cards for me.
Right. No, I feel you. Did you develop relationships with anyone while frequently shopping at this fair? Or, like, any of the things?
At the fair, well, my teacher, Joan Kindig, showed me this fair, mm-hmm. and she became, like, kind of a mentor to me. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, a really fascinating woman. She works for a lot of publishers, and she does the Newbery Award. She's one of the judges. And
oh, cool.
She's just, like, when I was going through a really hard time, she was kind of just, like, a good motivator of what I want to be. Mm-hmm. And so she was the first one to introduce me there, and we have, like, kind of a connection of books, yeah. so that's what we always talk about, and... not while I was there, but...
You said she showed you the book there?
She showed me the okay. book there, yeah. She brought her whole class there.
Oh, cool.
And me and her, like, kind of developed, like, a friendship outside of our... You know, outside of her being
kind
my
like a mentor.
Yeah, yeah, she's 100% a mentor. She's oh, exactly, cool. like, who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met... Through spending time at the book fair, did you meet anyone there in particular, or were you kind of just, like, into your own thing?
I think I was more into my own.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a bookstore is probably... Really
especially in the middle of the day. I would always go in the middle of the day when everyone was at school.
Or
I, like,
work.
Didn't
yeah.
have anything to do for the most of the time.
Was,
when I wasn't at...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
For, like, the people that were there, did you find it being, like... Like, what generation of people? Like students or, like, older people?
It depends on time of day. I think a lot of students go. It's really popular, but definitely in the afternoons. During yeah. the mornings, a lot of, like, older people and their children. Or, like, older people and maybe their grandkids.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and it was... There's a lot of, like, kids' books, so I think that was a good way to spend time, like, family and stuff.
Do you think technology has stopped people from going to bookstores?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... Borders, when I was a kid, was always so busy that
yeah,
you would, like,
I
fight
agree.
For a place to sit. And I'm like, I read on my Kindle, too, and it's so much easier to, well, it's not easier. If you don't have the time, like, my mom travels a lot, so she is pretty much always on our Kindle. Mm-hmm. I, like going to the bookstore and seeing covers
yeah.
and just touching pages,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm much more of a Kindle. I need to have the book as well. I
yeah.
can't do it online. Like,
I mean,
you know how you have that, like, option to buy textbooks online and stuff?
Yeah.
I can never do it.
Well, I definitely can't do that with
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
I mean, I carry my Kindle with me everywhere I go because it's, like, what I do in
yeah.
my spare time. It's my coping, but... It's just, it's sad. It's like, when you go into Barnes & Noble now, it's just so quiet. The busiest place is Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the entertainment that it used to be, or as valued, I guess,
mm-hmm.
as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. Would you like to share your favorite experience at a bookstore? Like, do you have one?
Maybe not.
Even younger.
At this bookstore, but yeah, when I was younger, like, we would just go, and my brother and I would sit on these, like, platform... things. I don't know. They're like just like platforms stacked against a wall for kids to sit on, and my brother and I would just like pick piles of books and just read all the time. And like no one, it seems so odd to think like, does Borders, like how do Borders let kids do that? Like
yeah.
let anyone just read their books all the time, but everyone did it. Borders
yeah.
just like totally encouraged that, and me and my brother could just sit there and my parents could just go. And my favorite, like, picking out the book you're gonna read, like
yeah.
we would go for two books, like right before vacation or something like that, and it depends on vacation. We went to Hawaii for 2 weeks once,
mm-hmm.
and I had like a suitcase full of books. It was awful. That's
oh my
why
God,
Kindles are like good
so
for
funny.
Me.
Yeah,
but
you read so much.
Yeah, but I think just like spending time with my brother
okay.
is like, and just like my family. It was just like how our family. It was like, we're going to Borders? Yes. Like,
that's so interesting to me because my family's completely different. Like,
my mom's a librarian.
Oh,
so,
that's
and my dad, just like, he's a writer too. So our whole family's just, we only have one TV and we don't watch it. We like, instead of my boyfriend or my ex-boyfriend's family would just watch TV at night. That's how they bonded. And like, our family just reads in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because
yeah.
neither of those things are interacting with people. But...
just different.
Yeah, but they kind of are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Being younger self, do you think our generation has neglected bookstores?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
or maybe
so.
Just books in general, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, books in general. Now with Netflix, it's so much harder to pick up a book because it's so easy to go on Netflix.
Yeah.
And Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I waste my day so much that I realize, like, oh my God, I haven't read in days. Like,
yeah.
For a lot of people, that means you haven't read in years.
Right.
And it's just, I understand some people don't like reading, but it's just, I think there's so many easier things for us to pick at that books become neglected, and in turn, bookstores become neglected. They're going to be extinct at some point. I mean, yeah. There's no way for that to not happen at the rate of, like, Kindles and
That's my next question. I was like, do you think bookstores will soon be a part of history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, it just is so sad. I think, like, there's going to be the little... I think the chain, like, Barnes & Noble, they have their Nook, and I think that's going to be... That's starting to become, like, their main thing. Like, books are their secondary thing. Nook technology is their first thing, and pretty soon I think it's just going to be...
What's that, the Nook?
That's, like, their version of the Kindle.
Oh, so it's, like, an electronic.
It's like, electronic, yeah. And it's, okay. Like, when you walk in, that's, like, the first thing you see, and then all the cases, all the different ones, and then you have to go look at the books. And the selection of books, it's not that many books, really, to select from. So, yeah, I think that it's going to become part of history. I hope not in my lifetime, because that's, like, my safe place, but in others.
So I know you've been to the, what was it, Greenfield?
Green Valley Book Fair.
Green Valley Book Fair a lot. Did you have, you explored anywhere else around here?
Yeah, I go to Barnes & Noble a lot, too, just because it's really close.
That's at the mall, right?
That's, no, that's, I don't know what that one is. It's, like, right next to Panera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And, a girl from my program who was also in the same situation, going through a breakup, we both were, like, only in one or two classes. She was a huge reader, too, so we would, like, go there together and just spend time there together. And we actually became roommates, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was at Barnes & Noble. She, like, never went to Green Valley with me, but that was, like, how we bonded, too. Like, we didn't have to talk. We had talked all day. Like, all you do is... In the program or not, all you do is talk about your emotions all day, and it's incredibly draining. And so when the day's over, you don't want to talk to anyone. You don't want to see anybody. Mm-hmm. And then you go for weeks without... That's only a week-long program, a 10-day program, and then you have all semester just, like, floating around. Right. So it was, like, a good way for us to, like, bond without having to push each other any farther than we'd already, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you think we can prevent bookstores from being a rare thing seen in society? Do you think there's anything we can do?
I think making it an entertainment thing and not, like, a mandatory thing. Like, I think starting with children, like, not having it be, like, you're required to read this many books, or you're required to read The Scarlet Letter. Like, maybe finding options where you have the same... Yeah. Where it's, like, if you're not in AP classes and you don't have to read the rhetoric that you're going to be reading in college, like, making it a more fun activity, or starting with families, making books less expensive. I know, like, books are just have gotten... I remember when I was a kid, they were, like, $6 for a chapter book, and now they're, like, $15. I can't afford books. Like,
We're college students.
Yeah, like, that's why I buy on the Kindle, and they're still $8. So I definitely think, like, making it a family thing, starting, like, morals from the ground, like, reading's what we do, or... just making it more entertaining. There are some more choices than just, like, the books that you're forced to read are, I think, just really important. Because I think, like, what you learn as kids is going to be who you are as an adult.
Right.
In those kind of things. And by, like, turning the TV off one night and, like, reading as a family might help them choose to read when they're adults instead of watching TV. Right. I mean, it's hard. I read all the time as a kid, and I still, like, a lot of times just turn on the TV because it's so easy.
It's so easy.
It's
right?
So, yeah.
Sometimes you just want to, like,
mindless.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, did you get everything?
Yes, I did. Thank you.